30-year-old author Nana Kwame Adjei-Brenya was born in Queens, New York, and grew up in the suburb Spring Valley. The sons of immigrants from Ghana, his mother, a teacher with strong Christian beliefs, and his father, a lawyer, demanded academic excellence of their son, despite their difficult circumstances. Adjei-Brenya says he discovered writing as an art that he could afford and through which he could potentially survive anything emotionally. After receiving his master's degree from Syracuse University, Adjei-Brenya published his debut short story collection, Friday Black, in 2018, when he was just 27 years old. Widely acclaimed for its personal take on the Black experience, the collection won the Penn Gene Stein Book Award, and most recently, the 2020 William Saroyan International Prize for Writing, among other awards. The stories are set in suburban homes, hospitals, or malls, and address prominent issues such as chronic illness, abortion, racial injustice, and ruthless capitalism. They are adventurous, surreally violent, but also funny, tender, and prosaic. As Adjei-Brenya explained in a presentation for the book in translation, they incorporate many elements of his own life, from the Ghanaian folklore that he learned as a boy to the video game imagery that impressed him as a teenager and young adult.
I don't feel like I had a choice about what kind of stories to write. When I go to the page, these are the stories that come out. It comes from everything. It comes from my parents. It comes from being born in Queens, New York. It comes from experiences as a teenager and beyond. It comes from America, the institution that is a force of so much tyrannical evil. And also America, the individuals who are being oppressed and disenfranchised, the massive inequity and unfairness that has shaped the lives of every single person I knew.
The vices of society play off each other in the stories that begin with the Finkelstein Five, a fictional tale of revenge for the chainsaw decapitation of five Black kids. Adjei-Brenya spoke more about the way society's evils interrelate.
They play off each other and live off each other. You can't think of racism as I'm talking about it outside of capitalism. It's hard to think about the taboo around abortion without the patriarchy. I'm really interested in these institutions and systems that have their own layers of insidiousness and that all get us to forget about each other's humanity and how they work off each other.
The influence of video games is ever present, with the idea of protagonists on a quest to the superpowers they appear to have. We asked the author about this.
Video games are, to me, one of the most ambitious storytelling canvases that are out right now, particularly the independent gaming space. In the first story, the Finkelstein Five, there's this scale, which is one of the central conceits of the story, a scale in which the main character can adjust his Blackness from 1 to 10. And that's almost like his power, if you want to call it that, his superpower. And so like having these tools and abilities and powers to help you navigate this world and video games influence, not only my storytelling, but the way I think about how you create a feeling of escalation over time.
Other stories feature characters from Ghanaian folklore. One that appears is Anansi, a trickster who takes the form of a spider. Present in West African, African American, and Caribbean folklore, Anansi is sometimes considered to be a god of all knowledge and stories. As Adjei-Brenya explains, his use of mythical and surreal imagery is an attempt to enhance rather than distract from reality.
Some of them are stuff that comes from my life, Ghanaian folklore and folktales and stories I received as a child. I did end up doing research just because I was 7 hearing these stories. There's a privilege in American literary spaces on realism. But once you break through that wall, even though you're using dystopic spaces and surrealism, the work is still serious and still doing something meaningful, whether it's short stories, poetry, a short film. Art is art. Within the bounds of its intention, it can do anything.
Code switching is a linguistic term that can be used in a cultural sense. It describes the need to adapt to certain conventions to fit in better with a dominant group. the negative connotations of this become much more acutely felt when you are Black, says Ajay Brenya.
You adapt to be accepted. I think we all do to some extent. I think what's particular about the Black experience, the American Black experience, but also many other countries' Black experience, your ability to do this, to switch how you are perceived based on who, the observer of some majority group, your safety is at risk, and your outcomes, your ability to move and acquire whatever aspirations you hope for might be limited by your inability to do this code switching. In the past, for sure, I've stamped myself down to get a job. And as a professional, to me, what feels like freedom now is I don't anymore. For me, that's what success feels like.
In the titular story, Friday Black, the mall becomes a savage place of competitive bargain hunters on Black Friday, the iconic shopping weekend in November. The protagonist is a skilled retail assistant, a job that Ajay Brenya himself has experience in. The author spoke more about character creation.
It's like a funny take on the hardcore, gunslinging, post-apocalyptic dude that we see in all these generic movies. So the character, he's seen it all, especially on Black Friday weekend. He's this embodiment of this person that can survive this super brutal time. I used to work in the mall. I've done the Black Friday thing. I try to imagine, what does he have to sound like to be someone who can not only survive, but thrive in this space? So he has some of that brutality in his speech. He has shortness. He has toughness.